There was a cartoon from my youth, animated cartoon, that I watched on television. And every episode ended with these words, or in part these words: be what you is, not what you is not. Live what you believe. Know what it is and live it. So each week, we proclaim our faith with an affirmation of our faith. This one from 1 John, the letter of 1 John, the second chapter, the first two verses. If anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. The reading of God's Word is from Luke's Gospel book in the 23rd chapter, verses 32 through 38. This is describing Jesus' crucifixion, according to Luke. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with Jesus to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you're the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. This season before Easter, the Lenten season, we focus on God's love here at Daleville Christian Church. We will look at Jesus' words, words to live by that Jesus died giving to us. For these are words we will look at from Jesus that he spoke at his crucifixion. The first phrase we will look at for three Sundays, just three words. And we will give a message each week to just one word. These are perhaps some of the most famous words that Jesus spoke when Jesus said, as they were nailing him to the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This is a prayer, is it not? Jesus was speaking to the Heavenly Father with a request for forgiveness for those who were killing Jesus. But Jesus addresses God as Father. Here, Jesus did not use the word Abba, Dada. We would say Dada instead of Abba. But Jesus used the word Father. Using the word Father for God does happen in the Old Testament. It just doesn't happen very often. But we will talk about what it means to call God Father in a few moments. Jesus' use of terms for God as Father is frequent. How about 170 times? There are some repetitions, of course, throughout the four Gospels. But 170 times is frequent. Since we are in Luke's Gospel with Jesus' words, I would draw your attention to four places in Luke's Gospel book where Jesus refers to God as Father, and those are available for you in the notes. Jesus will refer to the Father, Jesus will refer to my Father, and Jesus will also refer to your Father or your Father in heaven. What might be all the more remarkable is this. We all know and claim that Jesus' relationship with the Heavenly Father is special and unique. The only begotten Son of the Father, we say. Son of God, we say. Jesus is Son of God. Jesus, Son of the Most High God. We read that in the Bible. the Son of God, we say. And we are correct. But Jesus does not reserve any right to call God Father to himself alone. Jesus teaches the disciples, Jesus teaches us to call God Father also. Jesus didn't say, since I'm the only Son of God, I'm the only one who will call God Father. No, that isn't what Jesus says. Jesus tells us all to call God Father. And there are several reasons for that. God as Father in the Old Testament would emphasize God as our Creator, our common Creator. There is only one Creator God, the one we call Father. The other meaning of Father that is carried in the Old Testament is that of Father as an authority. Actually, Father is the authority. This was tradition and even quasi-legal, even up to Jesus' day. Father and son, especially firstborn sons, was a legal relationship having to do with inheritance. But Father made decisions in Father's household, and those decisions would be the authority for the whole household, including servants, not just the children. But in teaching the disciples to call God Father, and Jesus sometimes, to the disciples, Jesus speaks of your Father, Jesus is giving the disciples a share in the relationship to God. In teaching the disciples, that's us, in teaching us to call God Father, we are also to have an intimate relationship with our God as Jesus had an intimate relationship with God the Father. The church understood this, as did the Apostle Paul, and that too is noted for you in the sermon notes, Galatians 4:6 following in Romans 8:15. I turned the internet again for some background information for today's message. I found a Sunday school curriculum online. I want to introduce and review the introduction of that Sunday school curriculum for you. It says, no matter what their faith, parents and caregivers struggle every day to instill a sense of self-confidence in their children. As Christians, we are blessed with the knowledge that God made each and every one of us. We are special because we are children of God. This knowledge will help our children throughout their entire lives. It is a message that should be reinforced constantly. As well, preschoolers and early primaries begin to notice that they can do some things better than their peers and vice versa. It will be good for your children to realize that God has made each of them different and unique. Each is special in God's eyes and yours. That sounds right enough, doesn't it? And I know this is Sunday school material for young children, and I was told years ago by a teacher, you can't teach everything in one lesson. But I want to ask a question and put some reminders on this message for you today. And the reason I do this is because a lot of people, at least according to the internet, a lot of people believe that God made them. But I always want to ask these people, which God? Which God made you? The curriculum admits that many religious faiths think this is important, that God created them. So if other religions claim this, then it is important to ask, which God do you believe made us? We have in the past put in our bulletins that we worship the God, the Father of Jesus Christ. We invite people to worship that God and no other God. So how do you answer the question, which God made us? Jesus answered, my teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. These three quotes I'm giving are all from John's Gospel. Jesus said, I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me. And Jesus said, the one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. So if you accept that God, the Father of Jesus, created you, then you will be a follower of Jesus. It logically follows. And therefore, you will hear Jesus' words and be saved. Receiving Jesus makes you a child of God. Receiving Jesus makes you a child of God, not simply being born. Receiving Jesus makes you a child of God, not simply being born, but being born again. I hope you're clear on this. John states in verse 12 in his gospel book, the first chapter, "Yet to all who did receive Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." I think that says it very clearly. Or as the Apostle Paul would explain to the Greeks and Romans who were not Jews, God in Jesus Christ has adopted them. God has adopted us as his children through Jesus Christ. So we say in our affirmation of faith from Romans chapter 8, "The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father." So Jesus prays, "Father." And so may we also pray, "Father." God is our Father because of Jesus, just as Jesus taught us to pray. And that means we may be intimate in our conversation with our Heavenly Father. Probably more intimate, since Jesus taught that our Heavenly Father even knows the number of hairs on our head. Our earthly fathers don't know the number of hairs on our heads. We may be intimate with the Heavenly Father who knows us that well. Think of the simple conversations you had with your own father, like, "Dad, can I have my allowance?" Don't tell me you never had that conversation with your father. As young children, you might have asked Dad to tie our shoe. We might have told Dad that we were hungry or thirsty. We might have shared if we were hot or cold. We might have reminded Dad of something he was going to do for us. Is that wrong? There are any number of prayers in the Bible where someone is reminding God of something. Do you have prayers like that? You certainly have Jesus' permission. So I don't know if you've ever asked your earthly father for a hug or help with your homework, but Jesus is saying that you certainly may ask those things of your heavenly father and ask those equivalent things of your heavenly father. Jesus has given us permission to ask the heavenly father, to speak with the heavenly father. What does Jesus say? Three words: ask, seek, knock. Some folks think they should only bring up important, vital issues with the Heavenly Father. Jesus did not say that. Jesus did teach that we need to become more like children in our faith. Jesus did not tell us to become like Pharisees in our faith, but like children. Even sounded kind of threatening. "Truly I tell you," Matthew 18:3, "unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Jesus said, "We all are children of God because of Jesus, whom we receive to be from God, who made us. Therefore, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ." I don't know if I mentioned it before, but it says that we are sons, and it says that because in the ancient world, sons were the inheritors of the father's estate, And so we are all declared sons, men and women, because we will be inheritors of our Heavenly Father's kingdom. So we don't need to balk at the term that we are all sons. We're all inheritors because we are children, men and women, of God because of Jesus Christ. Remember, we're not children of God because we were born created by God. We are children of God because of Jesus Christ, who was sent by God to save us so that we could be God's children by adoption. And Jesus says that we are children of the Father because of Him. So when Jesus teaches us to say in prayer, Father, and when Jesus Himself prays from the cross, Father, forgive them, this is what Jesus means by the term Father. So I would remind you again, in teaching us to call God Father, we are to also have an intimate relationship with our God, as Jesus had an intimate relationship with God the Father.